This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A team from the International Monetary Fund is expected to arrive in Egypt shortly for talks tomorrow to finalize a multi-billion-dollar loan. Accelerated by more than 6 years of political shocks, Egypt's economy is in dire straits, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Since the 2011 revolution that toppled the Mubarak regime, Egypt has been racked by political and economic turmoil. Tourism is way down. Foreign investment is minimal, and the expansion of the Suez Canal hasn't brought the expected revenue. Stephen Cook is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says add to that low oil prices and
the Saudis and the Emiratis, who've been the primary patrons, just don't have the cash to keep the Egyptians afloat.
One major issue is getting a handle on the Egyptian currency. Officially, the exchange rate is between 8 and 9 pounds to the dollar. On the black market, it's closer to 13. Meg Lunsager is the former U.S. executive director at the IMF. She says the Egyptian government knows it needs to let the exchange rate move up, but it's reluctant.
Because then the cost of imports will go up. And so if it hits consumers, of course, that'll be very sensitive as well.
She says Egypt will have to show that it's already implemented demands made by the IMF before it actually gets any money. I'm Andy Euler from Marketplace.